That brings me back. Slaughter off of the Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey soundtrack. That was the second Bill and Ted's movie. I had that soundtrack. I don't have it anymore. I'm not even sure if it's still in print. I really love that soundtrack, and I always felt like a lot of people would say that that metal all sounded the same. There was like this kaleidoscope of metal, all these different bands with different sounds that all pretty much worked on that soundtrack. There was a band I really like a lot that didn't get a lot of attention called Neverland on that soundtrack. There was a guitar player called Richie Kotzen who did a couple of albums on the indie shredder label Shrapnel. By the time he was on the Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey soundtrack, he was singing in addition to shredding and revealing to the world that all along he'd sounded an awful lot like Sting from the Police. Steve Vai was on that soundtrack. Faith No More song Go to Hell by Megadeth. That was originally what the movie Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey was going to be called. Bill and Ted Go to Hell. Tommy the Cat by Primus. That's the first place I ever heard that song. Basically what I'm trying to say here, in case you haven't already put it together, the Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey soundtrack is really good, and that song we just heard from Slaughter is on it. My name is Mike Tully, in for Luke Carl once again here on Hair Nation. Winger, Reb Beach, and two or three other dudes with suspiciously great hair. Winger on Hair Nation. My name is Mike Tully from the Jason Ellis Show on Faction. I'm sitting in all week for Luke Carl, who I am told, by the way, he's an author. He's got a book, The Drunk Diet. I wrote a book. I'm on the Jason Ellis Show on Faction. I co-wrote Jason's autobiography. It's called I'm Awesome, One Man's Triumphant Quest to Become the Sweetest Dude Ever. As you can see, we were also on a quest to have the longest book title ever. I'll confess, sometimes I've gone to bookstores to see if our book, if Jason's book and my book is on the table, you know, out front, you know, like the featured titles. I haven't found it yet, but occasionally I found Luke Carl's book. So congratulations to him. This week he's actually on a charity bike ride. I'm not sure what the charity is, but I'm sure it's a worthy cause. He's bike riding up the West Coast of America. Meanwhile, I am sitting here in a Hollywood studio thinking about getting some of those Dorito Taco Bell tacos. I am Mike Tully. I am on Hair Nation. This band from Hollywood, if I'm not mistaken. The song is called Hollywood Junkyard. Babylon AD, whose big song was called Kid Goes Wild, The Kid Goes Wild, and it was blessed by a little vocal cameo in the role of The Kid Going Wild by Sam Kinison, back when Sam Kinison was still among us. I had that cassette. I got it from Columbia House. I did not pay. My name is Mike Tully. I'm sitting in for Luke Carl all week here on Hair Nation. This is Mike Tully. Usually, I am on the Jason Ellis Show, a talk show airing weekdays, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, 4 hours long on the Faction Channel. I'm very happy to be moonlighting for a week in place of Luke Carl here on Hair Nation. Two of my all-time favorite hair metal bands, two of my favorite hair metal songs coming up. Sweet Little Sister was the second track on the first Skid Row album. You definitely know it. You may be less familiar with the song from Extreme's first album. Extreme got huge with More Than Words and all that. That was the second album, Porno Graffiti. I think when I go back and listen to him again, Porno Graffiti was very ambitious. I kind of just like the more simple, straight-up metal songs on the first Extreme album a little bit better nowadays. We're going to play both of those after Jake E. Lee, at this point formerly of Ozzy Osbourne's band Badlands on Hair Nation. This is Mike Tully. I'm on the Jason Ellis Show on the Faction Channel Afternoons. I'm also filling in this week for Luke Carl here on Hair Nation. As I've said a bunch of times, I listen to Hair Nation all the time. I love all the music, all the hosts. I actually heard Keith Roth make a fantastic point about London Choir Boys, who we're gonna play in a minute. Keith pointed out one time when I was listening that the London Choir Boys were sort of poised to be the retro kind of Rod Stewart faces-y kind of band. And then all of a sudden there were the Black Crows, and then all of a sudden you never really heard from the London Choir Boys again. I never thought about it, but it's exactly true. We're going to play the first single that I ever heard from London Choir Boys back in the late 80s. It's called 7 O'Clock, and it's about partying. And I used to always wonder why people in England partied so early. And then I went to England. I lived there for a little while, and I found out the bars close at 11, which is why you need to start partying at 7. Bars closing at 11. Truly, how does anyone get laid in a country like that? This is Mike Tully. I am from the Jason Ellis Show on Faction. I am here now, however, in for Luke Carl on Hair Nation. Guest stunt guitar solo from CC DeVille of Poison, Warrant, the title track from their second album. I'm sure I'm not the only person who wore out a VHS copy of the video for that song. Cherry Pie here on Hair Nation. My name is Mike Tully, usually of the Jason Ellis Show, Afternoons on Faction, in for Luke Carl with Vandenberg. From my homeland of New Jersey, John Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, Tico Torres, Alec John Such, no longer with the band, and David Bryan. Look at that. Still got it. I really do wish there was a way I could take out the facts in my brain I no longer really need, like the entire lineup of Bon Jovi, and replace them with something I do need, like where are my car keys, but that's obviously not going to happen. Therefore, here we are with the next best thing. I'm able to share this useless hair metal trivia with you on Hair Nation. My name is Mike Tully, in all this week for Luke Carl. A couple of my favorite hair metal bands on the way: Slaughter, Dangerous Toys, Kix. This is Dokken. Thus concludes day three of my dream week, filling in as your host on Hair Nation. Once again, it has been such a pleasure. Once again, I hope you will check out the show that I'm on, the Jason Ellis Show, tomorrow afternoon on Faction, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. And last of all, I hope you'll join me again tomorrow for more of the greatest hits in hair metal history. I'll be back 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. I've been filling in for Luke Carl. My name is Mike Tully. I leave you with one of my favorite hair metal bands. Here are Kix on Hair Nation.